Chris Simpkins is joining us live over the phone this morning. Chris is the owner of Skyview Lanes and Cineplex in Afton. And again, that variance granted last week to Lincoln County bowling alleys and theaters to open back up under some certain guidelines, if you will. So here to tell us about the plan for Skyview Lanes is Chris. Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Duke?
Good. Well, I'm sure you were pretty elated when you got the news last week that your business was able to open things up again.
Yeah, it was like a little kid before on Christmas Eve. I was pretty excited.
Good deal. Well, we wanted to have you on just to have you explain what the plans are, rolling things out, and maybe what customers can expect. So let's start with the bowling alley theater and, of course, Anasazi Pizza Company. What's the plans moving forward here?
Well, for the bowling alley, we are, of course, required to have the six-foot distancing. So we would be putting people on every other pair of lanes. Our floors are marked off. And that's pretty straightforward and pretty easy to do. People are there to bowl on those lanes. They stay on those lanes and bowl. We have our floors marked off as far as waiting and people who need shoes. We sanitize shoes before they get them. We sanitize them after they're done. We also will have them leave their bowling balls on where they're finished bowling rather than put them back like people usually do as a courtesy. They'll leave their balls there, and we will sanitize all the balls, clean the tables, basically totally clean before anybody else is able to use those lanes.
And it is walk-in service available, right? You don't need to make an appointment in advance to go bowl?
They don't have to make an appointment. They can. They can still call and make an appointment, but they can also just walk in.
Chris Simpkins with Skyview Lanes and Cineplex joining us live this morning. Theater-wise, what do you have coming up for the theater, and what should people expect there?
Well, right before COVID hit, we're making a couple of pretty significant changes. We have put all the equipment in both of our theaters. It's called Atmos. It is for hearing and sight impaired people. We've put all the newest and latest equipment in so that they can also come in and enjoy movies with their families. So someone who, say, is sight impaired, they have a device that they fit in the cup holder on their seat, and they can hear the narrative of what is playing for the movie. For the hearing impaired people, they also have a device that sits in their seat, and they can read. Just them. It won't be for everybody in the theater, but they can read what's being said. So this will be really be a great thing for people in our community with disabilities. We also had upgraded and put a kiosk in our theater so that people don't have to wait in those long lines anymore, which is really awesome for COVID. The best thing is that they go online, they can buy their tickets and choose their seats. What we will do is have a certain amount of seats blacked out, and people can use their judgment. If they've got a big family, they'll use six seats and then use those and then leave the blacked out seats. We'll try to work with them. If there's more than six, if they have a big party, they can come into the theater, and we can help them with the kiosk here in picking seats that stay distanced like we've been asked to. But that's really awesome because there won't be any waiting in line. If tickets are sold out, people won't come and stand in the theater and be disappointed, and kids be disappointed.
I was just more on that kiosk. I think that's fantastic because even without social distancing guidelines, when you walk in and, you know, there's like a seat here and a seat there and kind of scattered around and it's hard to find a spot, I think the kiosk is going to be great for that.
I think it's going to be awesome, and, you know, people come in, the movie is sold out. The thing right now is there are no new movies being released until the end of July. So Mulan will come out in July. Some of the bigger movies that have had to be put off will come out in July. What our plan is right now and all theaters in the country are doing is we're going to bring back some of the most popular movies that have been shown. I'm only going to charge $3 for the movies, and so I think that will give people an out, something to do, and also enjoy some of the movies that they have seen before. As far as our concessions go, our floors will be marked off. Our concession people are very aware. They'll be wearing masks, and we'll just be doing all the things that they've asked us to do to keep people safe and to keep my employees safe.
Chris Simpkins, Skyview Lanes and Cineplex, again, outlining the reopening plans this week for the movie theater and bowling alley inside the Skyview Lanes in Afton. Of course, Anasazi Pizza Company was open for curbside and takeout during COVID-19. But one thing that you started doing because of COVID was delivery from Anasazi Pizza Company. And it sounds like that continues during the evening hours.
That will continue. We'll deliver from 4 to 8 every day. We're not open on Sunday. Right now we're doing Grover to Smoot. We just have to kind of play this all by ear and see how it goes. Hopefully we can pick up Auburn. Just, I hope people will take advantage of that. We're not charging a delivery charge. They do need to place a $20 order. But, yes, we're going to continue that. And also we've added some new menus. Items to our menu, our family size calzones. We also have a family fun box where they pick up all the ingredients in the box. The pizza dough is all made and ready for them. And their kids can make 4 8-inch pizzas, cheese or pepperoni. It's kind of a fun activity for people and for families to do. So those are a couple of new menu items that we have added.
Well, and Chris, of course, for more information, you have a great website. People can just find you online for everything that's going on.
SkyviewLanes.com. They can click at the top either to Anasazi Pizza or Cineplex or movie or bowling. Yes, they can find everything they need to know on the website. And also, we are back to our normal hours. We open at 10 in the morning. We will close at 10 at night, depending if we still have bowlers in here. We won't throw anybody out. We're just glad to have people come back and use our facility.
And you mentioned this, but just to reiterate, $3 per ticket for movie prices over the next couple weeks.
$3 for tickets will go at least until new movies open at the end of July.
That's Chris Simpkins, owner at Skyview Lanes and Cineplex, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.